Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. In each episode, we take a deeper look at transformative shifts shaping global ecosystems, from industry megatrends and technology innovation to evolving customer expectations. Today, we're exploring latest growth opportunities in the global transit and coach bus industry, unpacking where the next wave of opportunity is unfolding and what it means for future-ready businesses. The global bus industry is undergoing a profound transition as electric buses, or e-buses, replace aging diesel fleets across regions, driven by stringent emissions regulations, declining battery prices, and fast-growing urbanization. Global transit and coach bus sales are estimated to cross 266,700 units by the end of 2025, with strong momentum expected to continue in 2026 and beyond, signaling a structural rather than cyclical shift. China and India have already demonstrated that large-scale e-bus deployment works in real-world conditions, forcing transit authorities and private operators worldwide to rethink procurement strategies, fleet operations, and long-term asset planning. This shift is no longer just about reducing emissions. It is about unlocking new economic models, partnerships, and recurring revenue streams across the entire ecosystem. Is your organization treating electrification as a compliance exercise or as a catalyst for competitive advantage and growth? Governments worldwide are backing electrification with tough environmental commitments and policy frameworks that directly target public transport. In Europe, the EU Clean Vehicles Directive and revised carbon dioxide emissions frameworks are pushing cities and operators to transition fleets quickly, creating sustained demand for e-buses through 2026-27. In Latin America, cities like Santiago de Chile are deploying thousands of e-buses, fundamentally reshaping regional transit infrastructure and proving that scale is achievable outside traditional early adopter markets. At the same time, India's PM e-bus SUA scheme is revolutionizing fleet financing by enhancing operator bankability and lowering upfront capital barriers, making it easier for public and private entities to procure electric buses. Meanwhile, battery prices continue to decline sharply, with manufacturing scale and localization driving costs down by roughly 30 to 40% every 5 years, while tax exemptions and purchase subsidies remove economic roadblocks. Low emission zones and urban air quality mandates are adding urgency, pushing cities to act now rather than later. Several regional hotspots are emerging as reference points for the rest of the world. In China, new energy city bus subsidy rules are enabling municipalities to modernize fleets at scale, while Chinese e-bus OEMs establish manufacturing plants globally and export their technological expertise. In India, state transport undertakings and municipal corporations are accelerating e-bus procurement, supported by central schemes that improve access to capital and incentivize long-term fleet modernization. In Brazil and broader Latin America, programs like the Novo Programa de Aceleração do Crescimento are funding large-scale public transport renewal, with electric powertrains aligned to national sustainability and climate commitments. Across Europe, revised CO2 frameworks and urban climate targets are creating a consistent pipeline of demand for zero-emission buses over the medium term. These regional developments are not isolated. Together, they signal a global tipping point where e-buses move from pilot projects to mainstream fleet choices. Electrification is reshaping transportation ecosystems from the ground up, changing both how fleets are powered and how value is created and shared. Charging infrastructure has become a critical backbone asset, and traditional bus sale-only models are giving way to structures where batteries are leased separately, ownership is decoupled from day-to-day fleet management, and operators pay for availability or kilometers instead of hardware alone. This shift is opening the door to a surge of new entrants. Utility companies are moving into charging infrastructure development, charging station manufacturers are expanding their geographic presence, and tech startups are building sophisticated fleet management platforms and telematics solutions. Competition is intensifying, but so is innovation, creating room for differentiated offerings and collaborative ecosystems. The transformation extends far beyond the vehicle itself, creating attractive revenue pools in adjacent segments. Large-scale charging infrastructure networks are driving significant capital investment, while energy management systems are becoming essential to balance loads, optimize tariffs, and integrate renewables. Emerging battery recycling ecosystems promise secondary revenue streams and support circular economy targets, while fleet electrification services bundled with long-term maintenance contracts create predictable recurring income. Charging as a service models, battery leasing schemes, and separable ownership structures are reducing upfront capital expenditure for operators, while distributing risk more effectively across financiers, OEMs, and service providers. Thanks for joining us on Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. For access to our research, competitive benchmarking, and best practice frameworks, head over to frost.com or email hello@frost.com. We'll be back soon with more to help you stay clear-headed and growth-ready.